So the partners at Glencairn Medical Practice have advised the NHS board that they want to resign their contract from the 31st of July this year. So the board still have responsibility then to provide general medical services for, our local population, and we'll work with the practice and to take that forward.
Does that mean it's closing?
What it means is that the partners who currently run the practice have notified that they will leave. As a board, what we will do is, first of all, we'll advertise that contract and other doctors may come in and manage that and deliver the service, or we can take on direct running of the practice. So, I suppose part of what I need to do is give reassurance to the patient list is that we will still continue to provide services, through, like the primary care service, and that they don't need to change their GP practice or anything at this time.
Why has this happened?
I think most people will be aware through the press about the pressures on general practice. We often hear about pressures in hospital services, but these same pressures are there for general practice. So increasing demand, increasing complexity of need, and to be honest, there's also a shortage of, GPs for us to employ. So all these things coming together in this instance have put real pressure on the practice. Now, ourselves and the practice have been working together over a number of months to try and resolve these pressures. The practice used to have three sites that they worked on, and we reduced that to two to try and give assistance. We've also put in extra resources, like additional nurses and physiotherapists. But overall, that's still not been enough for us to be able to come to an accommodation that the doctors felt safe to continue delivering services in that type of way. So they have given us indication they want to move on, and what we'll do then is work to make sure we continue to give a service to the local community.
What happens if new doctors or partners don't take up this contract?
Okay, so in a number of places across Scotland, including here in Ayrshire and Arran, health boards at times have to step in and actually manage practices directly. So we then go out and we employ doctors, and the doctors work alongside multidisciplinary teams of nurses and social workers and physiotherapists, pharmacists, and actually continue to provide services to the local community. So it's something that we have experience of, and across NHS Scotland there's lots of experience of doing that.
Could people living in Comores face having to go to Kilmarnock or Stourton or elsewhere to see a doctor now?
It's our intention to continue running from the two sites in Crosshouse and Comores, and that's what we will work hard to make sure that we do. By the 1st of August, when actually this change takes place. It's about, clearly people will be concerned, of course they'll be concerned. If you hear that some change of that scale is going to happen to your local doctor, then you're going to be worried about it. It's our job to make sure that we can give people reassurance that we'll continue to provide these services. Many people may have seen on the media over the weekend that the Cabinet Secretary has recognised the pressures on general practice, and just on Friday was announcing additional resources to come towards general practice. Overall, in this Parliament, there's a plan of £500 million more to come towards that to alleviate these very issues that we're trying to address just now. I think this is a matter of timing for us here. It's about that money has to flow through. We need to be able to employ more people to support general practice and do things in that different way. We're just going to have to do it a wee bit quicker for us here, in Comores and Crosshouse.